NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Earlier in the week, I had a sit down with Double Double and Trapjaw Cowpie. They came up to the studio and we had a little chat about their new record, Chip Buddies. If you haven't heard it, it's a fantastic collab between the two of them, very talented musicians. So yeah, we talked about some tracks and how it all came together.
I'm Liam, aka Double Double.
And I'm Tim, aka Trapjaw Cowpie.
AKA Grits and Grams.
Grits and Grams.
You guys just released Chip Buddies. How did you guys first become buddies?
I was a long-time admirer of Tim's, and definitely intimidated when he was in a project called West Coast Bullies. Which are just like, you know, I feel like cult heroes of the electronic scene. Nah, I'm going too hard on that. Nah, they were fucking good though. I feel like anyone, especially when I was younger, anyone playing camp was just like immediately like a hot topic, regardless of if they're actually good or not.
Depended on what show you saw it, either a 10 or a 2 usually.
Yeah, but you know, I feel like camp really drives that vibe. And yeah, anyway, yeah. Just through those sorts of shows, I knew about Tim's music, and then when it came around to doing our own tour stuff, because me and Reams were just such babies about it for so long, I was just like, I've been listening to this band for ages, and then asked him to play a show. It was actually for a Wellington show, but then Tim was like, oh, I'm actually moving up.
I just moved.
How about I play the Auckland show instead? I was like, that'd be sick. And then I just saw Tim at a party, like, I think maybe the day after you got here.
Was it that place called, like, Trash something?
Oh, yeah. Trash. What was that place called? A Mercury?
Some Mercury Lane.
Trash.
It was like a secondhand store, but I only went there once and then it disappeared. It was quite like a dream, really. It's called Trash something. Or, like...
I hope it was. Otherwise, we just said trash a bunch about someone's little venue. It was a cool spot, though. Anyway, it's just something, like, hit the party, and I was like, I never even met Tim up to this point, but I was like, I gotta go say hello. And then, yeah, we've been best friends ever since.
So when coming up with the concept for Chip Buddies, what was the sort of idea around that?
My original idea was that it was going to be full of features and that every chip was going to have a different person's face on it. But it was way too much work. Also, because Tim, aka Grits and Grams, is like our art department extraordinaire. I knew I was putting too much. And I was like, maybe they can just have faces. But, you know, Chip Buddies is just a staple, you know? I love hearing local music that do little homages to, like, stuff people will just get in terms of, like, sentimental shit, childhood, etc. I don't know if a Chip Buddies, surely they're worldwide, right? They'd just be variations.
I don't know, man. Worldwide in my heart.
Yeah.
Pretty good feelings of them, eh? I don't even really eat them, eh?
I think just because the concept seems so basic, surely it'd be worldwide. But I know for a fact that, you know, at least locally, it'd get a little hype because, you know, who doesn't like a chip buddy?
So, Tim, that's your illustration on the cover of the chip.
Yeah,
the Chip Buddy sandwich.
To be honest, it's not that much different to Liam's concept drawing, I don't reckon. Like, it's like a little more refined, but like it's...
I threw mine out, it's shit.
I'll
show you that.
It's pretty similar, but...
Yeah, Tim's the talent I just like, Tim, can you do this? Is it possible to do this? And that's how that came about.
Yeah.
Let's have a chat about some of the tracks, starting off with Holiday, which is the first song. This whole chat is basically going to be me asking you, Tim, how did you make that sound? Because this is so full of interesting sounds, and Holiday is no exception. I don't know, in this song in particular, there's that sort of gaming kind of Super Mario sound.
Yeah.
What are you using to cook that up?
Pretty much everything is just like soft synths and stuff, so yeah, it's nothing really like crazy or anything, but like I used to really like listening to a group called Sicko Mob, and their stuff was like kind of bop music, and was sort of similar to like when Footwork was around, and it was always real fun. Like they had possibly one of the worst album covers I've ever seen, of like these really badly drawn like Dragon Ball Z characters. I think the mixtape was called like Super Saiyan Part 2 or some crap. But like they would always have like synth lines like that that were like quite gamey sounding and like childish and like super auto-tuned, and just like everything was so bouncy and fun though, which seemed to like contrast a lot of like, I don't know, that dark sounding music, which I think a lot of people that make beats like to make, seems to be quite easy to get in on. And it's like kind of nice to have some fun sounds in there too.
Bouncy is a good word for it. Yeah, it's definitely got that springy kind of feeling. And there's a sound in there that's like a steel drum, but not as well. I don't know what it is. It's kind of got the tones of a steel drum, but not hard. It's like soft.
True. You know this track better than I do, eh?
I had a good listen.
Tim rocked up to the album release and was like, oh, I don't have any of my tracks from the album to play. So I think that sums that up.
Yeah, because I usually make them quite quickly, so sometimes I don't really remember exactly what I did. I'm just like, oh, it needs to go more like this, sound like this, and then once it's done, sometimes, I know working with like things like Ableton and stuff, you like kind of create the instrument, and then sometimes you record it to audio, and then you've just forever lost whatever the instrument was. You just delete it because your like computer's heating up and stuff in the summer and it's going to blow up if you don't delete that instrument soon. So like, yeah, sometimes those things just get lost, eh? But I know the sounds that mostly inspired that was like bop music, as in like sicko mob bop, not like jazz bop. And then maybe like kind of that modern dance hall, like hip hop kind of fusion with like their rhythms and stuff like that.
Japanese sample in the middle there.
I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that anymore, am I? So worried about you.
We've had so much stress about samples. But the album's all good. It's clean as.
Yeah.
You'll never find it.
Yeah.
Should I just scroll on to the next one?
Yeah, I reckon, hey, just to be safe.
Come at us.
Yeah. It's a dangerous topic.
Tim never realised that people actually would listen to this.
Yeah. And so like I just try not to mention anything specific about samples anymore. Like, if you can guess it, well done. If I can't tell you, just...
Yeah. I like that you seem to have a very intuitive approach to song making.
Yeah, it's just, like, I don't know, it's fun. I think the most enjoyable bit is actually making the, like, sounds and creating the tracks, which is why I think me and Liam work so well together, because Liam's really good at actually finishing the tracks. Where I'm just like, oh, I can imagine what it's going to sound like, so I can stop now.
Yeah.
Like, I've had my fun. But then you have your fun, you pass to someone else, and they have, I hope, fun as well, but also, like, finish the track, and then people can actually hear it.
I like that. It kind of reminds me of something. I was listening to a podcast with Rick Rubin, and he was talking about how he never really goes back and listens to anything he makes, because once he's done with it, he's done with it. Yeah. He doesn't want to. He's spent so much time making it, or however amount of time. He feels like that's enough. He doesn't need to revisit it again.
Mm. Yeah, I think in terms of the curation and the final, like, little edits and production, I don't even know if Tim didn't really want to have a little peep of that. I just was like, I got it, it's all good.
Yeah. It makes things faster though, you know, you do things more as a group and stuff, and then...
You just gotta have trust.
Yeah. I doubt.
And the next track I want to ask about is Nurse Joy. Lyrically, Liam, you're obviously talking about a lot of the health issues that you live with day to day. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the whole, well, not the whole album, but the songs that I rap on are pretty much all about chronic pain, and they all touch on stuff I rap in my old tracks about, like depression, anxiety, suicide, stuff like that. I just have really bad chronic pain, and it's such a big part of my life. I was just like, oh yeah, let's just do a whole little mixtape about it. But I made it real cute. Just because, you know, I feel like when I first started as Double Double, I was just like, I mean, what's too intense? Like, people sing and rap and whatever about some pretty intense stuff, but I was just bleaking myself out. So I felt like this partnership is perfect. This beat, like, sugarcoats it, but it's still pretty real. Just hidden under like heaps of references and stuff. Did I answer the question?
I think as well, like, I don't know if everyone knows this, but the tracks that make it on to the album and what's going to be the next one, like, Liam does choose which ones they would like to rap on as well. So it's like, you can, like, although I choose the sounds and things like that for the track, Liam decides kind of like which ones will fit their ideas well and stuff like that. So I know Liam tends to pick the ones that I put like chords that have quite like augmented or like, you know, a bit like sickening to listen to as well. I noticed, I was like, man, you're always picking like those quite like static, like, I know everyone wants music to go like very directional, and then a lot of these are like very like just blobbing along in the same spot.
Yeah, right.
And like the chords can be quite dense sounding. And I think Liam does a good job with their lyrics, like combining that, making the beat seem like it's more appropriate for the lyrics, even though, you know what I mean? So I think like we're together, bro.
Let's get it. I'm begging for my pill to kick to leave. Y'all waiting for that breeze. Anxiety release. Bad lip and I chew my cheese. Swallow my tongue with my cotyle bean. I hold my GPs on Uber Eats. At the side of hot rods and a tryptamine. Just throw it through the window, please. I'll close, yeah, do not disturb me. I've been in bed since the 80s. Alright, 89, I'm kinda reaching. Only just got the hang of breathing. There's a god on their plaything. Goddamn. Play by play on a white screen. Daniel J. Lewis wants to play me. Oh. In fact, he's doing it for free. Method Man, authentically. I'm in so much pain, but I'm smiling. Trying to act real chill while you talk to me. Hand in a death grip guillotine. I'm okay, I don't wanna cause a scene. I'm moving slowly. Going out got me in a time freeze. Thank God I got the white screen. See the world going by in the live stream. Suzanne Paul on my TV. My girl. I think Nurse Joy trying to hustle me. End up being pinned to my car apprehensively. Keep the receipt. Does ACC cover thee? Fuck yeah, give me three. They're waiting till you lose it physically. Before they give you a shrink. If only I'd be rugby, I'd be sweet, or maybe mentally. Just give me all the surgery. Fuck me up, maniac machine. Get it? I'm the new Alex Murphy. POC trans Robocop coming 2019 with better acting. Just slightly better acting.
Does the title Nurse Joy have any particular meaning to you?
It's just a real Pokemon sounding track. Yeah. And the fact that it's basically about me struggling with the public health system and also ACC and yeah, juggling those two worlds and just trying to do anything really when you're like in so much pain. But yeah, I just thought Nurse Joy again was that like cheeky little juxtaposition of something cute. Plus I referenced Nurse Joy as being Suzanne Paul. I have a great story. I was in Sydney in an Airbnb watching daytime TV, just like, you know, having some back pains while my partner was out, you know, doing her thing. And I was just like, oh, you go kill it. I need to just chill in the Airbnb, watch some gross TV, eat some snacks. And then Suzanne Paul came on. I was just like, oh, yo, Suze. And then she was like promoting this pen called the Pain Eraser that just like gets rid of pain. You just put it, she literally was just like, put it on wherever it's sore, pain goes away. And I was like, oh, Suze, what are you up to? Trying to trick these people. But then my osteo, who I trust through and through with my life, came on afterwards being like, the Pain Eraser. I endorse this brother. And this dude's crazy. Like, I've just had such a wild ride with him. He's got me through.
You still see this person?
Yeah, I shouldn't even say Oster. He's like a musculoskeletal pain specialist. He's the ultimate. He's like the hardest person to see in the world because he's just like booked to days. He just retired, actually. It was so gutting for me. But anyway, he's got me through so much pain issues as well as like emotional trauma stuff because, you know, it's all holistically and combined and whatever. And yeah, to see him come on TV after Suzanne Paul with the Pain Eraser, I was just like, that's going in a track.
Yeah,
I was like, I cannot believe this. Needless to say, he was gutted when I brought it up at our next session. He was just like, don't talk about that. Can I add on to my story?
Oh, yeah.
About Nurse Joy?
I'd love to hear more about this.
One last tidbit. I had no idea before I went to see him for the first time, but then he was like, oh, Liam, we've met before. This is going to sound real creepy, but it wasn't word for word like that, but it was something along those lines, we've met before. And I was just like, oh, what are you talking about? He's just like, yeah, I actually, when your file came through, I recognized your name, and I actually delivered you.
Oh, wow.
That's that some crazy shit. Yeah. Like 20, when did I start seeing him? Like 3 or 4 years ago. 26 years later.
That's super
like,
cool.
I saw you when you were a baby. I see you now.
Look at you.
Let's deal with all your crap. Anyway.
<okay. laughs> The next thing I wanted to ask about is Holly's song. Who is Holly? Is she in this song?
No, well, like, lots of people actually asked me about this. I do have a good friend called Holly, and I used to play this track sort of like as a vamp at like live shows when I used to play more as a duo with my friend Ash. And Holly came to the show and was like, where can I hear the song? And I was like, you can't, it's not anywhere, it's just on my computer. And so she was like, well, can you just like record it out or whatever and send it to me? I was like, yeah, sure, I did that. And then that was probably like, it was probably like nearly 2 years ago now. And so it just kept that, I just called it Holly's song and exported it and sent it to her. So I just stayed with that name. And everyone, I think, maybe assumes it's like a love interest or a friend I lost or something, I don't know.
I'm not gonna lie, I did that on purpose. I renamed most of the tracks when I put the album in its like final stages, but that one track that was called Holly's, I was like, that's a cute name. I like the mystery involved in
she's
that.
She's a good friend to me, so I'm glad she, whatever, hopefully she becomes famous for this song.
Do you even have that track? I really dug for that one. Tim's been drip-feeding me music for years, and I've just got stacks of it.
You just squirrel away things?
Yeah, because Tim deletes it, so I have to keep it.
This is a good partnership. This is probably my favorite song on the album, I think. Where Did You Hide Your Wings?
That's a hot one. It has a very interesting story. What was my EP called? Oh, my EP Power Chuck from back way when. I was going to have this real sick track on it with LBJ, but it was when he like first moved to Berlin and he like had no money. It was even too much that I asked him to feature on a track, but he did this like, I think it sounded like it was on a phone or something. Like it was like real rough, and my mixing skills were just like not good enough, and I couldn't bring it to life. And then I just forgot about it. I was like, oh, it's too hard. Like there's so much clipping and fuzz in it. And then like, what, I don't know, 2-3 years later, Tim gives me this beat, and I was just like, I know what would be good on this. And I dug up those old vocals. I cut up every word because it wasn't in the right rhythm either.
Did you?
And then I made that song.
Wow.
Artificially.
That's so much work. That's crazy.
I didn't realize that either until like a bit after.
Needless to say, Alvin really loves it, but needless to say, he's like, I can't perform that.
That's amazing.
On a wider scale, cruise the void with another hit, thinking might as well find myself lost in my thoughts, trying to recognize and clean this mess that I've caused, the stress that was forced, no rest for the cause, no matter what it costs. Haven't slept proper for about 3 weeks. Latest Google search, how to sleep. Check the image result. I'm just trying to see peace and what that look like. Trying to find that within my mind and myself. What's the true meaning of good health when you're trying to sell yourself for some kind of wealth? People always saying that they're just trying to help. But it's hard when that locked you in a cell with a lifetime sentence and a lifelong question. Is this body really your lesson? What did I forget to mention? If I were to die tomorrow, we'll just have to wait and see. Waking up to class 8, smoking chains to pass the day, live in dismay until I pass away. This body's just a face, striving through this abundant malaise. Step back and take a goddamn second. Your mind is a weapon, not a blind intermission. Divine intervention. If this life is a mission, why must we fall into submission to prescriptions? It's just something that I gotta mention.
Shout out to LBJ for lending us your voice that I like reconstructed. But yeah, I reckon it fits so seamlessly. Plus that track's real hectic, so like heaps of the clipping, fuzzy bits like just blend into it.
Yeah, the right tones.
You can hardly notice.
Is that a Dave Dobbin reference? The title?
Yeah. That's there's so many LBJ homages. Homage? I don't know. Sprinkled throughout the album. I'm just obsessed with Alvin. He's my bestie. He's the best. But yeah, what is it? Pizza Boy, his EP, the end of it. It's I think he used Google Translate or something to do the lyrics to to that song.
To Slice of Heaven?
Yeah, Slice of Heaven.
Ah, I didn't realise that.
Like, it has like a little outro bit, and it's like...
So it's a homage
where did you hide
to
your
LVJ,
wings?
Who's paying homage to Dobbo.
Yeah, yeah. Huh?
There's another one of...
Where did you hide your wings?
Of LVJ on the end of one of the tracks too, eh? That you sang about Pizza Boy.
Oh, yeah, and Sleepy Dead.
Yeah.
They're sprinkled throughout. Little Easter eggs. If anyone cares that much. Probably not.
The last song I wanted to ask you about is, I think the only one you didn't produce on the album, actually, is Double Double and U3Q.
U3Q.
Slow It Down.
Yeah.
Featuring Yuri.
It's a hot number. I thought, I expected... all the stations I reached out to pick it up, they all chose Nurse Joy. I felt real gutted. I was like, oh, all good.
I'm surprised by that too. I think it's a good song.
Yeah, I mean, I like Nurse Joy, but I was like, that's the single that's got a Moogie on it.
Maybe that's why they didn't choose it. Maybe it's gonna be, it could be the second one.
No, nah, like they're probably just ignoring one. Me. They're like, don't tell us what to do.
Ah, true.
We know how Fair to enough. Run our shit.
Yeah, it's true.
Can you introduce us a little bit to U3Q and Yuri?
Yuri. Yuri. I don't know why I put a little roll on there.
I was doing it too.
Anyway, what was the question? Yuri, I live with Yuri. So that was a seamless feature to make. And a no-brainer, because the movie's like the hottest shit out. And they're just the two most lovable people. But we just put Yuri for the feature though, because it's just her singing on it. But yeah, she just came in, just like classic humble buzz. Just like, oh, I think I have something. And then like did this like half piece. She was like, oh, do you want to help me like rework that? I was like, no. That take, just do it a few more times and I'll pick the best one. She's just, yeah, she's hot. And U3Q is Ben Locke from Seaviews.
Oh, right.
He's actually produced heaps of stuff over the wee while, but he just cannot lock down a name.
Yeah.
So he picked that name the day before the album came out. So but I'm into it. I think it sounds good. U3Q.
His other one was No Index.
Oh, yeah, No Index, which I think he's still using. And, oh, what's the best one? Strong.
Ultra Strong.
Sergeant Strong. Ultra.
He hated that one.
Max
though.
Boy. Oh, it took so long to come up with it.
Yeah.
I like that one.
It was funny, though.
It's a tongue twister, though.
My rims are plastic. same shit.
That song just ties together all the other pain-riddled songs, just about trying to be kind to yourself, take it easy, just go through the motions, which are long and never-ending, seemingly.
It's a nice, like, duet as well, I can imagine.
A cute little chronic pain fairy tale.
Someone that sounds like a good karaoke with your friend.
I can't speak for what Yuri's about, but that's what mine are.
Tim, do you have a favourite song on the record?
I think Sleepy Deer is probably my favourite one.
Yeah, that's my favourite
of them. But I don't know, because like I never really heard the finished ones that many times, because like I heard the beat and then it kind of, when it came back finished, like I think a lot of people that have made beats and stuff noticed this as well. As soon as the vocals go on top, you're like, oh my goodness, it's like an actual song now. So like, I actually am not that sick of the songs. So they're all like, it's only the ones that are like just the beats I'm like not as much into, because I've heard them a lot.
Yeah, right.
But all the other ones are still like pretty, like about as fresh to me as like anyone else.
Yeah.
Like some people have heard it more than I have, for sure. So
what is it about Sleepy Dead that you like?
I don't know. I think it was probably more just, I always like Liam's lyrics on everything, because it's quite different to like probably 90% of rappers that you hear, and I feel like it actually just, like, Liam's really good at giving you a sense of who they actually are as a person. Not like I was saying, like with a lot of rappers, you know what they own and stuff like that, and like maybe you know politically their views, but like I think you really get to know Liam through a lot of the lyrics and like what they've actually been through and what they kind of find important. Or yeah, I don't know, it's just, maybe that's just because I've known Liam as well. It's hard to tell. So, but yeah, that's what
this
I got.
The cutest moment
the most.
Ever. I'm real close to crying.
I don't know. It's what I like in most. Yeah, like all rappers that I quite enjoy is like quite like that. Eh? I know. It's interesting because, you know, like I could never experience what Liam's experienced, and like everyone just has like different ways of how they grow up and things, and they've all had different lives, and like I think. I know I learn a lot from Liam, even like stuff that I couldn't understand, especially. But it's like, if Liam tells me it's true, I like trust them enough to be like, you know, Liam's a good gauge for me with a lot of things that I don't understand. So I think, I know, the question this is slightly a jump to something else, but
go for it.
The question I actually get asked a lot is like, oh, how's Liam doing? And it's like, well, if you listen to their lyrics, like it's actually quite, you can get like gain quite a lot from that. But,
not that good.
Always laid back in a backless. At least I look good in a backless. You can jizz when we're on the red carpet. I'ma wear my strapless mattress. See me in the woman's day best dress. 100 fat gown bed spray. Got all pink linen, that's my lipstick. Even in my sleep, I overdress. I'm dressed for death. Always sleeping like I'm dead. Yeah, I'm dressed for death. It's practice. I'm motionless. Marilyn's motiveless. I'm motionless. Marilyn's motiveless. I'm a goddamn princess. Synthetic down cushion as a footrest. Crippled by my body, self house arrest. As my phone lays to bed on my chest head. Surrounded by 17 porringers. Nutrition eat boo-boo the oranges. Deep fried chicken make your boneless. So good when it is early. Just call me lavish. Though I slept through my LVJ classes. I guess I see passes. Transfer. I was thinking architecture. Make another leaning tower. pepperoni pizza. Pizza boy, pizza boy, pizza boy, pizza boy, pizza boy, do you hang through the walls? Pizza boy. For death, always sleeping like I'm dead. I'm dressed for death, it's practice. I'm motionless, motherless motiveless. I'm motionless, motherless motiveless. Ooh.
I like that track. Again, just because of all the LVJ shout-outs. I just go through the little what, I don't know what you'd call it, bridge, pre-chorus. There is, it's scattered with little LVJ bits. My favorite one, which I'm just going to talk about, even though I wasn't asked, is Pizza Boy, Do You Hear Me Through the Wall, which is a cute little imagery of when me and Alvin you lived together, and it was like a real, real wild house, and the wall that split between us was like a clay wall. Oh, and it was like, and we could hear each other. Busy. And so when we wanted to hang out, we'd just shout out to each other.
Thanks so much for coming in to chat to me about Chip Buddies.
Hey, thank you for letting Tim open up about me. I feel real loved.
I feel like I've told you this stuff before.
This is like, it's real nice. I feel like we're not really talking. I'm just like listening in, and it seems real cute. I feel like I'm hearing like a real cute audiobook, but it's about me.
That was Double Double and Trip Jaw Kelpy talking about their recently released album, Chip Buddies. They also told me they have another album in the works that'll be a little bit darker from the sounds of things. Yeah, so keep your eyes peeled for that.
That was Longplayer. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.